Hello, babies. I don't have a pet name for you guys yet. I feel like I do need to because, like, so many podcasts, people have, like, names that they call their listeners and stuff like that. I guess I could call you, like, Listies or something. I don't know. It's cringe. Like, for instance, Lucy and Nikki from Happy Hour Podcast, they call their listeners punters. And Alexis Fernandez from Do Fucking Mind podcast calls her listeners beans. I fucking love that. Beans. Hey, beans. Like peas and beans. Like peas in a pod, but like beans. I don't know. It's just so cute. I just don't have anything I can... Like, I just find everything cringe. Like, poppets? Fucking hell. Poppet? I don't fucking know. Someone fucking DM me and tell me what I should call you guys. Like, I don't really have... Oh, I guess I could do something like grow the fuck up. You little learners. No. Okay, never mind. We're moving on from that. So I'll talk about a bit about my week. I had a job interview. I'll talk about this like in a few minutes as well. I had a job interview last week and it's been like a week since, and I got the job yesterday. I haven't really been excited about it, because I kind of found out last week that I got it, but I hadn't officially got it yet. I still haven't officially got it yet, but I was told that I have it. I just need the letter of offer to come through. And, so I'm just like not totally excited, but like I'm excited to start something new, something fresh and something different from what I'm used to. And, you know, I've just been playing fucking futsal for the last 2 weeks, which I'm really shit at because it's not soccer whatsoever. I'm way too aggressive. Like, I'm going to kill someone one day by accident. Like, if it's on the field, it's probably, like, less likely, but in a small space. And it was really fast, so it's, like, super... I'm so unfit. My blood vessels were like exploding last night, which happens apparently. And I was like testing blood and I had really bad cramps as well. If anyone gets really bad cramps when they exercise, it's supposed to make you feel better, like cramps better. But my intestines fucking like feel like they've wrapped it. Like, I don't know if it's my organs just getting really like zhuzhed up because I'm running so fast and so hard. Or it's because my uterus is contracting and giving myself fucking cramps and shit. But, yeah, so I didn't record last week because I had a lot of shifts. As you know, I work shift work and it's, like, early fucking afternoon to midnight, 1 o'clock sometimes in the morning. So it gets really tiring and I actually feel very hungover every time I work, which is really weird. But I get used to it eventually, but last week I had a few shifts, so I had like 4 shifts and it just ruins me. Anyway, I don't really know why. I think I just have some underlying health conditions at the moment, which I haven't gotten used to. And fucking hell, Josh. Oh my God, he's like yelling next door. On the weekend I got really wine drunk. Had a really good time apparently. I don't remember much of it, but apparently I was twerking a lot. For some people from Stanthorpe, if you listen to this, guys, you know who you are. Sorry for my behaviour. I don't even know what I said. I remember saying hi to you and that was about it. So I'm sorry if you saw me twerking on the dance floor. That's embarrassing. It was really fun. Just went for a Halloween like thing with my workmates and it was cute. It was fun. I got really drunk really quickly. And the week before that, I got really drunk and really emotional, and I cried my eyes out, bawled twice within like 2 hours, and I had to go home. My boyfriend had to take me home, which I feel really bad about, but he looked after me, and I'm going to be talking about that as well with like relationships and stuff. So I've got a new job. I'll be moving soon. I'm moving to Brisbane. We're still figuring out where yet, but so we've got that coming up with Christmas and stuff like that. So it's going to be a hectic few months doing 2 jobs, fucking personal training. Now that everything's sort of like the same, I have to get like the same requirements for this new job and my PT course to continue. And I have to finish that by June and then I have to start uni in June. And hopefully I get into UQ or Griffith or whatever for my course. And I'll be doing a science, hopefully, Bachelor of Science, which I'm not excited about. And while I'm not excited about it, like maths and shit, because I'm really bad at it. And yeah, so I'll be have a few hectic months to get this shit sorted so I can start uni and stuff like that and move and just, you know, get on my life. Fucking so weird having new things happen. Anyway, yeah, before I get into manifesting and all of that, if you guys ever see like a poll or a questionnaire on my Instagram, please reply. It is massive help to me as well, because sometimes I'm just like not entirely sure what my niche audience wants to hear. And if you do listen and you don't really like give feedback or whatever, totally fine, don't care. But if you do want me to talk about something, or if you're interested in something that no one really talks about, tell me. I have literally so much shit that I really want to tell. There's some things that I am not ready to talk about yet, but I will be short, like soon enough. And I think those topics are really important and you will all learn so much from it. But yeah, I think that manifesting which is the episode today, is something that you really should use in your everyday life. And if you don't believe it, that's fine. But if you believe in karma, I'm sorry, but you're about to learn that it's the exact same thing. Well, at least the same thing as law of attraction. So let's get it. Okay, so what is manifesting? Manifesting is essentially creating what you want in life. And how you do that is by setting goals, putting out positive vibes, and essentially overlooking the negative things and turning into a positive outlook in which you can admit to the universe, blah, 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 and you will receive. It's like what you know as karma is actually, so manifesting is essentially using the law of attraction, which in the Western world is known as karma. And that is what you know, everyone probably believes in it. Some people don't. It's what you give is what you get. What goes around comes around. If you're positive, you'll have a positive outlook or life. You'll have positive things happen to you. If you're negative and you're a pessimistic person, that you're most likely to have negative things and you're probably never going to go anywhere. And I know a lot of people like that, including myself. I'm quite like that. I have definitely been more self-aware of when and how I'm negative, and I've definitely changed that in order to sort of put the effort into what I actually want, which is I started this podcast, and I guess that's I started manifesting how I can do this and how I can change and how I can, I guess, monetize it as well, which I'm trying to work out at the moment because I'm very early on in the stages. And I know, like, I went for a job interview last week and I got the job yesterday, which was like a week in between. And I don't know if I just manifested that. I wasn't really positive about it because I didn't feel confident whatsoever. But I do know that I was like that's what I'm ready for and that's what I've been trained for. And, you know, like, it's a different field of customer service, but it's still the same thing, like customer service. So it's like, and then I can just like move into my personal training from there. And then when I am done with my personal training, I can go to uni and then I can still support myself while at uni, and it's still in accordance to what I want to do and how I can also be a personal trainer while I'm also studying what I actually am interested in as well. So it's just like you manifest what you want, you get what you want. It's just an easier way of thinking and organizing yourself and putting yourself into a positive mindset, which is what you fucking need to achieve what you want. So essentially, how manifesting can help your everyday life. I realized very early on that having like a positive and empathetic outlook on other people and their lives, instead of like judging them, and even though I still judge people sometimes, like human nature is, it's in your human, it's judging is, you're never going to get it out completely. Like, you're always going to judge something, and it doesn't have to be negative. You know, you can judge someone based on the way they talk or the way they walk or the way they hold themselves, or if they're having a bad day, you can judge, you know, like, judging is a very, judging is what you make it. to be honest. And I was having this conversation with my friends, my roommate and my friend the other day, and Sam, and she were talking about how I was like trying to stick up for someone that wasn't there, and I was like, I always do that, but then I'm like the opposite with other people. I don't know, if they're not there, I feel like I have to stick up for them and be like, well, you never know, like they could be going through this or they could be going through that. But then when I'm talking about someone, I'd be like, oh well, fuck it, like she'll be right, like she's got her own, you know, like I don't know, I don't even, I can't remember what we're talking about exactly, but I'm like, if you're someone who likes to empathize with other people, that's great, but also realize when you're being judgmental as well, because I definitely am sometimes. Like, it's not bad, it's just the fact that I don't, there's just things that you know and things that you don't know, and the things that you do know you can judge on, but the things that you don't know you can't. So I guess don't judge a book by its cover. If you don't know someone really well, probably steer away from judging them too much, because you probably are very wrong about their situation in life and, you know, etc. But if you do know them, or if you do know a situation specifically, then, you know, whatever. But life is life. Do what you want. And in regard to judgment about the brain, like about the brain in regard to judgment, you can control who you judge, what you judge, and who you judge with, and how your friends judge someone, and how, like, you have influence over everything in your life. The brain is incredible, and the brain is a very intricate piece of matter, and like you can do anything you fucking want to if you put your mind to it. This is like the metaphor. You can be positive about anything, you can be negative about anything. Yes, easier said than done, but you can overcome literally anything in your life. Love on the Brain by Rihanna, the song, fucking immaculate. This is when I realized that, like, people don't have hearts to break. You cannot break your fucking heart. It's in your brain. You can literally overcome any heartbreak ever you want to. Like, I did. As soon as you think, like, as soon as you realize that it's an opportunity and you run with it and you take advantage of how far you can get with heartbreak and how much pain you can, you know, process and then reflect on and then use that for your future self and for just getting through things. Like, these are all tools that you can utilize and learn and eventually utilize in the future. And your brain is just, I just really want to reflect on how important the brain is for every fucking thing in your life. Like, you can overcome, you can achieve, you might be like a fucking dropout and you go back to school and you get top marks. Like, you can drop out of school and do anything you ever fucking want to. Like, anything you want to. Yes, sometimes there's things that you have to do in order to do things, but you can overcome those quite quickly and quite easily if you're positive and you just get it done and put the effort in and put, just, your brain is so powerful. You, like, most people don't even realize that their brain controls everything. Like, if you have a shit mindset and a shit negative outlook on life, you're fucked. But if you realize that you can change things about your brain and your mindset, you're done. Like, you've won. You know, like, if you do it, you're good. But anyway, moving on. So, yeah, how can you learn to manifest? I think that narrowing down your goals, be detailed about it, and admit positivity and focus on what you can do. Using the law of attraction, this is essentially what manifesting is using the law of attraction, which is admitting positive energy into, you know, like, being, you don't even have to say it out loud, just be positive. Your brain is who you are. Yes, your physical body is also, that's what you are perceived as, but your brain is what controls literally everything in your body. Everything sends fucking things to your heart, things, you know, sends messages to every part of your body, and it also, you know, like, you have a brain of your own, use it. It's the only thing that ever gets you through life, so treat it well. You can manifest jobs, relationships, friendships, buying cars or houses, saving money, spending money, exercise, nutrition, socializing, even just like getting your work, your uni done, getting some, like me, I'm trying to get change, like prove that I'm two different names because I was under one name for school and the other one is what I am legally known as. So it's just fucked. So, and I'm trying to get that under control at the moment and also get my blue card and my first aid card. So it's just like little things that you have to be positive about in order to receive them and also put effort into. Yeah, and essentially just like everything that's happening in your life is a reflection of what is happening inside of you, like what you want and what you care about. You know, if you're a lazy fuck and don't care about anything, you're probably not going to achieve much until you realize that you're being a lazy fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a lazy fuck and I've been realized, like, this is why I started the podcast, because I'm like, I'm so fucking lazy because I'm scared of either failing or just going outside of my comfort zone, which is unusual for me because I like doing that, but I'm also too lazy to do it. So it's just like things that you need to, if you want to change yourself, that you need to realize and reflect on what you've done in the past and how, where you are now. That's essentially what you need to do to ever start doing something. I think my first episode, I said, if you don't do it within the first few days of thinking it, then you're probably never going to do it ever. It took me a year to start this. The first time I thought about it was a few months ago. Like the first time I thought about it again was like 2 months, or like a month ago, I guess. And I was just like, fuck it, I have to do it now. Otherwise I'll never fucking do it. And like even last week when I was like, fuck, I'm not going to record. Like I recorded and then I just couldn't finish it because I was like, I just cannot. Like I'm not in the right headspace, which is fine because I'm not putting too much pressure on myself. But I know in order to get this podcast like rolling and to be successful, I have to be consistent, but I'm also being consistent without pushing myself over the edge and making a shit content and, you know, like just not being me whatsoever. So I think that having a standard of yourself is definitely there. And if you don't feel like you're up to that par, don't fucking do it. It's the same as going to work. If you feel like shit and or like you've just had the vaccine and you're like dying, essentially, you feel like you're dying even though you're not, you know, it's obviously complicated than that, but don't go into work because you will not give your 100%. And like I know people that don't do that, like will do that and be like, I'm not coming to work, otherwise I will not be able to do anything, like I'm not 100%. And these people are really good at their jobs, so it's just something that you really need to consider in order to succeed and just set yourself up for success, essentially. Yeah, so another thing is whatever you focus on will take shape and manifest into your daily life. So this is what I mean, like write your goals down, short-term or long-term, detail them, work out how you're going to do it, put it in dot point form of like a, I guess, what you're going to do first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, what you're going to do last, what you're going to do first, what you're going to do once you've done everything else. Yeah, so simply putting the law of attraction, I guess the definition really is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on. You know, like regardless of age, nationality, religious belief, like everyone is susceptible to the laws of the universe, and including the law of attraction, obviously. And even if you don't believe in like the whole universe stuff, like just, it's, you don't even have to do anything like that. You just have to be positive. Like you've seen, it's true. History has repeated itself many times. You know, whether or not it's the universe or just our brains connecting with the rest of our body into like the energy that we give out and the energy, you know, that we have in order to put ourselves out there and actually get things done. So essentially the law of attraction originated and was like formulated by Buddha. And he said, what you have become is what you have thought. And this is the belief that is like deeply sorted in the law of attraction. Like this is essentially what the law of attraction is. What I said before was what you give is what you get. What you put, what's going around comes around, you know, we're like, well, that's all shit. So, and what we know of like what we know as karma is actually the law of attraction. It is the same thing. So if you believe in karma and you don't believe in the law of attraction, sorry, but you believe in the law of attraction. And I put a poll up on my Instagram the other week and it was, do believe in manifesting, and about like 7 people said no, which I was really surprised about, but also not, because I know that they don't believe in a lot of other things that are obviously the opposite of what I believe in. And I think that they probably do. Well, I'm not targeting them at all. I just think that they probably, like, this is just a theory of what they probably already do, but don't realize they're doing. So essentially that's what I've done that my entire life. I've never realized what karma really is and what the law of attraction is. I've really only just figured this out in the last like year, I guess. And I haven't even thought about it thus far. Like, this is like the most researched I've ever been into it. So I guess the things that I have manifested would most likely be finishing school, you know, starting a new job at a station with no one I know, finishing that job however many times I wanted to leave, because I was negatively thinking about it, and I was negatively, like, I was in a really bad headspace and I didn't want to be there. And I honestly just did not want to be there whatsoever. So I had to like change my mindset, even though I still was like, fuck, like, I was such a lazy cunt. Oh my God. I can't remember what they call people like that. Anyway, I was just a slack cunt. Like, I just didn't want to do it. So I was genuinely like, fuck this every second of my life. Like, every second of the day, I was like, fuck me. There were things that I did like, and you know, the people made it a lot better and a lot easier to do, but I just didn't want to be there and I couldn't really change it. I did try really hard, and by the end of it, I was like, fuck yes. And it didn't even feel that good leaving. Like, I was really excited by the time I got to like Emerald, which was a 10-hour drive or something. I was like, oh no, it wasn't Emerald. Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. But I was just like, fuck this. I don't want to be here. I was like, fucking hell. Like, I'm probably going to regret leaving this early. Which I left in like the start of December so I could visit my family and like get together with my family before Christmas and stuff, because we weren't really going to have Christmas. So there's just a lot of things that influenced me to feel negatively, and also like influenced me to be positive about it because of how negative I was. And in the end, I think that I realized if I didn't put in 100% of effort into everything I did, I probably would feel, and I still feel like that. Like, even with my job now, sometimes I think I'm not putting in 100%, which I know that I don't. I have like moments where I'm like, fuck this. Like, I could be doing something I really love to do, but I'm deciding that this is what I can do. And this is why I'm doing podcasting, because I actually enjoy talking, and I would love to get like more guests on that are actually influential and have achieved things. And like, my best friend has achieved a lot of things, like uni and some things that she's recently doing, and I can't really mention that because it's top secret sort of. And you know, like, people that have influence on other people, with, you know, that aspire and that inspire and that are inspired to actually do things. So, you know, aspire and inspire are two different things. Like, when you're inspired, you feel influenced to do something. But when you're aspired, that means when you influence other people as well, I think. Fuck, I hope so. Anyway, so I think probably what I manifested the most, I feel relationships and friendships are a massive thing. And I think I'm still working on friendships, because I have a lot of positive friendships, but I also don't really know how to manage them, because I know that everyone is different. Everyone has their moods and, you know, what they do and how they socialize and how they want to socialize and how they, you know, like myself, sometimes I get in a really bad mood and I don't feel like socializing, or actually that's a lie. Every time I go out, I love socializing, which is weird for me. It's been a positive roller coaster, but there's definitely some people out there that just get in this mood and they can't get out of it, and then therefore it sort of like ruins the night for other people, which is why I said in my previous podcasts, my previous episodes, like, if you don't feel like going out, don't fucking go out, because you do make it worse for everyone else. And it makes you, you know, like, yes, you may be our friends and stuff, but it's also like putting yourself in the position to have a shit night. It's also having, putting pressure on your friends and stuff just to like look after you, and also like have an, I guess, a duller night. And I think I've done that a fair bit, but I've learned truly like not to do that, because it feels shit when other people do it, and it feels shit to have, you know, sort of bring down the capacity of what that night could have been, or that day could have been, or what that date could have been, or like anything. And I think being in a positive mindset and keeping a positive eye on yourself, being aware of how you feel, and making sure that you're not pushing your limits and you're not pushing your friends' limits and stuff like that, is an important thing in how to stay positive and how to know and be self-aware at the same time. And with relationships, like romantic relationships, my previous relationship was not even a relationship, really. It definitely didn't swing both ways. Like, it wasn't really reciprocated in the way that I wanted to be, and that I really strived for it to be. And, you know, I've never called this person, you know, well, I've not on the podcast, like, I've never meant for this person to be a shit person, but the relationship was shit. So when I say that, I mean that the connection between that person and I was pretty shit and pretty unreciprocal. You know, it wasn't the same thing. I didn't get out of it what I put into it. And so I think the karma side of that was, I guess the karma, well, this is also what I was thinking about the other night. My previous relationship before my most recent previous relationship, so my ex, I guess I didn't treat very well, and I definitely probably wasted his time a lot. But then I got into this other relationship, and I was the one that was wasted, was my time was wasted, and my, I guess not wasted, but I just had a shit experience. So like, I was put in the shoes of that person that I treated like shit. And I was like, fuck, this is shit. This is karma coming right at me. But then I was positive, and I, even though I was an emotional fucking wreck and I was a bit of a bitch sometimes, I was mostly positive about it. And I tried to treat that person like as fucking highly as I could emotionally and mentally. And I think the karma that I got from that is probably the relationship I have now. Like, I have a beneficial, reciprocated, loving, you know, sometimes I get shitty and sometimes I project my shit onto Liam, but most of the time we have a 50-50, like, we put in 100% usually. And if one of us is having a bad day or is really stressed, usually it's 80% to 20%. Also, I guess you could say, putting positive energy into anything, like your most important, I guess, priorities. Like, my priorities would be Liam and work and this podcast and trying to get into uni and trying to finish my PT, which has fell off the rails because it has become my least priority at the moment, because I've had to get all this shit done, but I haven't. And now I have to get it because my job and my PT has the same requirements and I have to get them both done. So I'm going to have messy, busy few couple of months, and it's going to be detrimental to everything I do next year, I guess. And I'm really excited for it because I've never really been busy other than my full-time job. And now I feel like I'm busy now, but I'm like not really taking advantage of how much time I actually do have. And that's one thing I really struggle with, is making the most of my time. And I think the most influence that I can learn from is probably Liam, because he has so much shit to do and he always tends to get it done somehow, but he always is prioritizing his uni and his work, and obviously me, some, like, probably under all of that, which is fine, and, you know, which I understand. Another thing with the law of attraction is religious communities have also been really highly critical of the law of attraction. And, you know, many writers use scriptural references to legitimize their statements, I guess. For example, the oft-quoted words of Jesus, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you," which essentially means, like, take opportunities, you know, ask, say yes, be a yes person, ask for help or ask for, I don't know, just like, you know, what you give is what you get, what you seek is what you shall find, which is what they just said. And yeah, essentially. But so I think that the law of attraction, you know, in religion has definitely optimized through the last few fucking decades or centuries or whatever. And yeah, you know that I'm not a religious person, I'm very atheist, but I do believe that the law of attraction is a real thing. And sometimes with the whole universe thing and the whole Jesus, like, God thing, I find it really difficult to understand and have the perspective of someone who actually believes in, you know, God and, you know, the religious, I guess, religious beliefs of their gods and, you know, what their actual religion is. I think some religions are fucked up. I do. And I think people who do believe and have, you know, there are some corrupt things that happen in, I guess, like, churches and with priests. And, like, I know a really fucked up story in my own town, which is incredibly true, but, you know, it can't really be told because a lot of people are at stake, apparently, and it's really not my place to say anything. And yeah, there's just so much shit that goes around. And if you are someone that believes in God or whatever, I'm not knocking your religion at all, but it is my personal opinion. And if you don't like my opinion, then don't listen. And, you know, like, this is what my podcast is for my opinion and my perspective to help other people. And there are some people that I know that have questioned whether God is real or not, and then they've come back to it and realized, you know, had the epiphany that it isn't, or, like, they decided they don't believe it, or they decide to put in the work in order to have faith more than they did in order to believe, like, again and again and stronger, have a stronger connection with him or God. And that's fine. Like, whatever makes you happy and whatever you do to make yourself happy is completely up to you. And I will always, I guess, support that. Like, I have a couple of friends that are religious and, you know, sometimes I joke about it and, but I definitely don't mean it in the, like, a narcissistic sort of way. I joke about it because I think it's something, a topic that we can both discuss in a high level of maturity, but also a high level of sarcasm. So it's just like, and, you know, if this person, I have one person that's religious, I guess, I think, that I'm really close to. And yeah, if she listens to this, she'll probably know that is her. And I hope that I don't offend her. If I ever do, I hope she tells me. So if you're listening to this, sorry, but not sorry. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so yeah, it's easier said than done, but, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that you haven't already been manifesting without realizing it, and now you just sort of have the tools to do it. Just be positive, write down your goals. It's really fucking easy. Write down your goals, be detailed about it, put positive vibes out, try and control your negative thoughts and negative perspectives, I guess. You know, you're not going to get a fucking elephant. You're not going to think of an elephant and it turn up. It does take effort. It does. It's rewarding, however. And you do have to put in a little bit of work to understand and sort of overcome the barriers in which are perceived as negativity and, I guess, just as barriers that you can't really control anymore. And, you know, if you really, really want to, like, delve into it, you need to do some more research, further research. And if I haven't really done enough for you, then you really need, I guess, you tell me that and I will try either I'll talk to you over Messenger or whatever, like Instagram or whatever like that, and you can sort of, I can, like, this is me putting my personal opinion, perspective, and what I have thought and researched about. So from here, it's up to you, completely up to you. You know, I will give you some advice, but I'm not going to fucking go on a whole lecture about it. And I just don't really have time for that. And the whole point of learning and growing is to do it yourself with the assistance of others. But it is purely and honestly up to you if you want to achieve something. Yep. Just had to stop there. Quick pause for the Melbourne Cup because I had a punt on. Didn't win fucking shit, by the way. Very elegant one, I'm pretty sure, instead of incentivize, which some bloke put 65 fucking grand on that cunt. Like, oh my god. Poor bloke just lost 65 grand. I just breathed in a fly or something. Sorry. I don't know how to come back from that. I can't even remember what I was talking about. Yeah, so I definitely just did not manifest the Melbourne Cup winnings whatsoever. Fucking go me. I apologise for the audio. I still cannot afford to fucking buy good audio software. So I will do that shortly whenever I get some more dollars. But my car is also getting fucking repaired. So I'm just absolutely dunsky. I'm broke. There's no more that's coming in. The dosh is fucking low. Anyway, yeah, so just fucking give me a follow, give me a download, give me a like, whatever. If you like it, please do that for me. It really supports me and shows like who my audience are and who I can reach. And even give me a DM to, I don't know, either if it helps you, DM me. Good feedback is great. Positive feedback, negative feedback is also really good. So be a bad bitch, be a lord, get your shit together, grow the fuck up. And let's get on with life. Okay. Thank you. Love you all. Bye.